heroes emerge from tragedy. We're hearing lots of stories regarding the Aurora, Colorado shooting. Friends saving friends, sacrificing their own lives to save someone that they care for or love. The story of Jessica Gowie, the young girl who was an aspiring sports broadcaster, who bizarrely 6 weeks ago was in Toronto in the mall when the mass shooting happened there and was able to survive it, and then sadly lost her life in the Aurora, Colorado shooting. We're hearing of her friend Brent Lowick, who tried to apply first aid to save her. Is this fate? Is this something that just happens? Of course it's not. A lunatic who was able to acquire semi-automatic and automatic weapons was able to go into a movie theater like a coward and start shooting people. The lawyers and all the pundits and all the psychologists and psychiatrists will try to explain it the best they can. The shooter himself is not cooperating, according to police. He's lawyered up, to use their term. But it's the victims like Jessica Gowie and others that should be able to now speak from the grave. They should be able to go to those that are in power and say, from their sacrifice, to say to those that are in power, okay, enough is enough. Is it gun control? Is it stricter sentencing? Is it better flagging? Is it the mental health system? Is it whatever? Will that prevent the next mass shooting from happening? We've heard of three, two in Toronto, one in Aurora, just in the last 6 weeks. I'm not sure about that. It probably won't. But if anything that we've learned from anything on this show and others, from talking to victims and families of victims, is that they will use their tragedy to try and help others. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.